Picasso.
Is Danny in by chance?
This is Danny.
Hey Danny, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
The Bank of what?
Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, okay.
We're a private business bank out in San Diego. We actually had extended a finance offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. It was based off some borrowing history, and it looks like you had there with new equipment leasing. Looks like we had got you pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around $250K. I just wanted to touch base with you there, kind of see if you had anything in the pipeline we could help you out with.
To be honest with you, I'm one of three. I can tell you right now, I don't know of anything that we're in the need of any capital, but it's possible that one of my other partners are looking at something.
Okay. You said there was three of you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it was good for both equipment as well as working capital there. I mean, did you guys know of like any...
Found something like that.
Sorry, say that again?
What's the interest rate?
It's just going to kind of depend on which program you were looking at and kind of how much you were looking to do. It's really all very situational there. There's no, like, set rate that we have here just because of the broad spectrum of clients that we deal with. I mean, is it typically more on the equipment side or capital side there that you guys tend to lean towards there for any needs?
It's been a combination of both. I know we've done some, we did 150 or 200,000 on some equipment we needed once.
Okay.
I can tell you right now, I think we're pretty set on equipment, but I know we've got some big marketing campaigns coming up that there could be some monies needed for that.
Okay.
So I guess let me, so basically we have a meeting on every Wednesday. Today, obviously. Maybe check back with me, and it'll be something I can bring up in the meeting. Maybe give me a call same time next Wednesday.
Yeah, I can definitely do that for you. What kind of marketing there were you guys looking to do? Was this like a social media type thing, or what was it you were looking to do?
We do a lot of direct mailers. We do home shows, things of that nature, but obviously those can get pretty expensive to set up. And things along that nature would be kind of what we were looking at. Possibly even doing something to kind of entice some customers with, like, I don't want to say Colts tickets, but maybe buying a suite box or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, some sort of like a referral system or like incentive there that you were looking to do?
Yep.
Okay, have you guys done that in the past at all?
No, actually we haven't. We've done direct mailers and we've done some other smaller things, but nothing really big. But again, that's just something we're always looking to expand the business and find new ways to get new customers. So in order to do that, you got to market. And we just, you know, I can't say that we already have an exact plan that we're wanting to follow with this is how much we need, but I know that's something that we're constantly talking about. So
I gotcha. And I mean, have you guys seen like a good success rate there with like the direct mails and stuff like that in the past, or what kind of? Really? Okay. So there has been a strong correlation there?
Sure.
Okay. And in the past there, I mean, how much direct mail were you guys sending out? Was this just like a few hundred to a few communities, or what was the...
Oh, no, these are to direct homeowners, different zip codes. I think the biggest mail piece mail we did was around 5,000.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it mostly residential then that you guys do, or is it commercial as well?
Say we're 80 residential, 20 commercial.
Okay. I'm assuming then you get a lot of repeat business once you acquire a customer.
Oh, once you get in my hooks, you don't leave.
I gotcha. Yeah, I know typically around this time it tends to be a little bit slower there for the landscaping industry. What do you guys do operational-wise to kind of maintain the business?
We pray for snow, and I've got plenty of trucks housed to get rid of it. So
you do snow removal as well?
We just focus on collecting our money, marketing strategies for the upcoming season, and then there'll be some, you know, maybe some Christmas lights, some stuff like that, you know, but mainly snow is what we depend on from year in to year out.
I gotcha. I mean, it sounds like you guys have had a good business model, and you're just kind of, you know, trying to take it to that next step. You're not just trying to be too complacent, I should say. But it sounds like you got a lot of opportunities coming up in the near future. You said you usually meet on Wednesdays, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, here's what I can do. Did you have a good email by chance, Danny? I can shoot you my information there. That way you kind of have a little grasp there of what the offer was, and you guys can bring that up and kind of have that discussion.
Yeah, it's my first initial D is in David, last name Toon, which is T is in Tom, O-O, N is in Nancy.
Okay.
At PicassoLawn.com.
At PicassoLawn.com. And I tried pulling up your guys' website. It says it's forbidden. Are you guys like under maintenance on it, or were you guys updating it currently?
Did you put in www?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I'm able to usually pull it up. I've heard that before. That's our old website.
I see. Yeah, the greenlawnlandscaping.com.
Yes, that's our current one.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It pretty much gets forwarded to that email.
I see.
I got to take off right now. Do me a favor. Do a follow-up call maybe next Wednesday about the same time and send me the info in the meantime. Okay, my man?
Sounds good, Danny. We'll be in touch.